You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Monday, November 27th edition of Byers & Company. It is Cyber Monday, as they say. Tanya J. Powers joins us. I was looking at some of the deals that Amazon sent me in my email this morning. I'm sure you're being inundated as well. Yes. Find anything good?
Well, it's first of all, I would just like to say that all the shopping I'm doing today is research.
Okay.
For this story.
All right. Well, good.
This is not just, you know, me killing time at my desk looking at you know.
No. You're doing prep.
Thank you. See, you get it.
Yes,
you understand.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So this is, I tell you what really is hard. You know, we were talking about this earlier. You have Black Friday, then you have sort of Small Business Saturday, and then you have Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What local municipalities are going to have to figure out is they're getting cut out of a lot of this action, because if I'm buying it at a Best Buy here in Decatur, those taxes, those local taxes, are going to the municipality. If I buy it online, they're getting cut out completely. And this is really what's befuddling communities. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, you know, and one of the things that I would like to point out, just because it's Cyber Monday, that's not only for the big retailers. There are actually some smaller, websites, smaller independent sellers sometimes who have a Cyber Monday deal or, you know, several or free shipping or whatever. So, you know, don't only think of the Amazons, the Best Buys, the Walmarts, you know, the websites, the big ones. Check smaller ones, too, to kind of, you know, help those local independent sellers who, you know, are just out there trying to stay afloat. Because, like you said, you know, the smaller ones are what's getting cut out of this.
Yeah, no, I try to do both, right? I mean, there's only one place I'm going to buy an Echo Dot, and I mean, that's going to be Amazon.
Right.
But if you want, you know, clothing, you go to your local men's store. I mean, you got to mix it up a little bit. But there are some incredible deals. Now, is Cyber Monday really Monday anymore? Because I was inundated all weekend starting on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. I mean, Black Friday sales start November the 1st in some places. I mean, well, Amazon, hello, looking at you.
You know?
I mean, we've been getting emails, not just from Amazon, but from you know, large sellers for days, several days in advance of Black Friday. And it's all kind of blurred together. I mean, this year we're expected to have about $6.6 billion in sales for Cyber Monday. That's up about 16% from last year, and last year set a record.
Yeah, they said this will be the most money spent in the United States of America on any one given day in the history of the United States of America, which is pretty amazing.
It's crazy. Last year for this year for Black Friday, we spent $5 billion online.
Wow.
On Black Friday. It's huge.
All right. Off the topic, are you happy for Prince Harry?
I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. My inner geek is really coming out now, because I'm thrilled to be. I guess this was already a topic on your show this morning, right?
Yeah.
She collects
before.
Plates.
Are you on the Franklin Mint website as we speak, looking for the nuptial plate?
Believe me, I'm just about 5 minutes away from going into my boss's office and asking if I can go cover this.
Oh, yeah, in the spring. It'll be beautiful. Now, here's the thing, though. Lindsay's making fun of me that I'm way too cynical. Do you think it's just a happenstance that she's related to royalty? I mean, she literally goes back to a man who was beheaded by King Henry VIII, and also to the royal province of Hampton, who was the founding father of Nantucket. I mean, do you think it's a coincidence? I think that they sent one of these Ancestry.com kits on her before they had their second date.
Okay, first of all, you cynical?
No, I'm serious.
And then... I don't know. I mean, obviously they didn't, you know, they did their homework on what was going on before, you know, anything got too serious, I would imagine. I mean, I'm sure if this was, you know, somebody who was deemed unsuitable, they would have said, oh, hey, by the way, yeah, this is a bad idea.
Exactly. I mean, and people don't want to believe that, but I'm telling you, all you have to do is watch that movie, The Queen, with Helen Mirren.
Have you seen The Crown, by the way?
I started to watch it, and I got a little bored, to be honest with you.
You got bored?
I did.
Wow.
I thought you'd give me man props for watching The Queen. I thought that was, you know, good enough. But no, you want me to do the whole Netflix series.
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry. My standard's a little higher.
Okay, I'll have to live up to that standard. You know, I like Harry, and I like the fact that he's got a beard, and I like that he was kind of a wild child. Now he's kind of grown up. He seems very likable as far as royals go, but they are still royalty, and that's a world we'll never understand.
No, for one, I would never fit in, because I can't wear heels that often anyway, so just no.
Hey, by the way, listen to Simon's story on this today, and they have Prince Charles. He sounds just like Ozzy Osbourne. Honest to God.
I will have to do that.
All right, Tanya J. We'll talk to you soon. Tanya J. Powers, live on Cyber Monday. That was from Robert, by the way, in an email. Are you sure that wasn't Ozzy in that clip?
You did, yeah.
Can you play it again for me a little bit here? This was the reaction. You want, like, is there anything human about this reaction, or is there any sort of real emotion? And isn't why this has always been, Charles, right, the dead fish sort of routine, right?
We're thrilled, thank you very much. The both of them. I hope they'll be very happy indeed, is all I can say.
I think I meant cold fish, not dead fish. Do you get the feeling if he shook your hand, it would be like one of those really wimpy handshakes?
And very kind of clammy.
Yes.
And then he'd wipe it with a napkin or...
No, someone would for him. Someone, his manservant, would be standing there with a handkerchief. Wipe it for him. But no, you think this is just a normal old engagement process.